We were talking a few minutes ago about the latest additions to the Oxford Dictionary. It feels like they happen every 20 minutes. There's always new words and references from our evolving vocabulary that lots of people are using, some of which you may have heard of, some you'll have absolutely no idea. Now, I've heard of a few of them, but I thought just to make sure that I am definitely down with the kids, that I would test them out on MFR's resident young team. And the only person that kind of fits that is Grace from Genoa Breakfast. Hi, love.
Thanks, that makes me feel so young. I'll take that.
So we're talking today about the Oxford Dictionary, right? There's been all these hundreds of new additions. It feels like it happens all the time. So some of the new words include like cringy and bronde, which of course is a fusion of blonde and brown hair. Yas is in there for when you
yas. That's how you pronounce it.
When you're super excited. And also the hashtag squad goals has made it into the dictionary.
You've got to have your squad goals, especially when you go to the gym and you get your hashtag gains.
So I thought that I would try a couple of these out on you. So first of all, do you know what fitspiration means?
Yes, if you're a keen Instagrammer, you definitely know what fitspiration means. It's like somebody that has got a good toned body, that does a lot of exercise, that inspires you to get fit.
You are my fitspiration, Grace. Oh, so cheers. You are correct.
Yes.
Haterades. If I was going to tell you to like calm down on the haterades, what would you think that meant?
Calm down on the haterades? Is that like maybe when I'm having a wee chat to myself about people I don't like?
We'll give you that.
What does it mean?
It means that you are excessively critical or negative of somebody. Clicktivism.
Oh, I know what
this
means.
This is new to me, because I thought what it would mean is during, you know, like a political thing that's happening where you like get a little bit click happy with sharing things and stuff on Facebook, but
I'm sure it means like if you are like constantly signing up to online polls or maybe doing votes and stuff like that on social media. Yes!
And then one more to go. This is one you're struggling with. Meet cute, which I have never heard before. What do you think that means?
To me, that sounds like it's just before you get to know somebody and you meet them face to face and you think, hey, you're cute.
No, apparently what it means is an amusing and charming first encounter between two characters that lead them into a romantic relationship. None of these words are any words that I feel like I'm ever going to use in everyday chat.
Are we young, technically? Are we?
Well, I still am. I don't know.